We have been approaching no mind from, I think, three different approaches, and we've done each one of those three repeated, and we will again today. We'll do one of them. So one is the idea of foreground background, of by paying attention to the really what is in our immediate experience, therefore foreground, but by bringing attention to it, it automatically also highlights that there is a vast, empty background, and that the foreground is constantly changing. Things arise, things appear, things are felt, etc. Things are thought, and that those are constantly changing, and that the background is unchanging. It is stable. It is always the same. It is empty, pure, clear, free of everything, of all the clutter, of all the arisings, of all the of emotion itself, of thought itself. It is free, it's clear. So foreground, background. We have also to approach no mind. We have approached it from the point of view of our song, and by or which is on the four immeasurable thoughts. So to approach from a focusing the mind, that is to say, to bring the mind to do something specific that is not about ourself, because we are always in self-importance, self-entitlement, self-grasping, self-cherishing, and we usually don't even notice that. So to sing our song or to focus our mind in a way of like praying forward. Oh, right. I got up and walked out of my bed this morning. I went and turned on the water to splash water on my face. And to realize that not everybody can do that. Not everybody has that opportunity. Not everybody has that abundance and ease and comfort in their life. And that it will change for me too one day. Maybe not extremely, but it is subject to change. So we pray it forward with gratitude and appreciation for the fact that we have it. We experience it. That's another way of approaching no mind. How? Because we don't recognize how self-cherishing, self-grasping, self-entitled, self-important that we as a human being, that we are, and as an animal for that matter, with an animal body, that we are throughout 24 hours, most of the 24 hours of the day. We take for granted, we don't notice. So, no mind in that. It's another whole approach. The third approach has been building upon that and using Tonglen as a technique, the breathing in of the difficulties of other people or the world or whatever echelon we want to. And we're breathing it into no mind. We're breathing it into compassion, openness, inclusivity, and power of the emptiness of compassion. Why is compassion emptiness? Compassion doesn't have an agenda. It doesn't need to. It's compassion. Three approaches. Why three approaches? First off, there are many more. Almost limitless. But why? Why not one? Because all of us are individuals. Because there are usually around 10 or 12 people here. And all of us are different. So one technique might work or might support one person more than another. The combination of, oh, let's do it this way, and then next week, let's do it this way. And then that might spark a certain insight. The relationship of those two different processes, like praying it forward in Tonglen, maybe, might spark something for someone. So I'm doing that purposefully because we are a variety of people with a variety of aptitudes, variety of how our minds and emotions work. We're going to come back to breathing, Tonglen, this morning. First, always, we just sit perfectly aware of that fact. And that's been a choice, a decisive thing we've done. Let's pause for a second. Why have I emphasized that the last few times that we've meditated? That it's our choice. And we've focused on that before. But why? Because again, we through the day are making well over 1,000 choices. Well over 1,000. And if we really think about it, by thinking about the choice of our words, the choice to speak or not speak, the choice of, is it orange tea? Is it black pekoe tea? Is it coffee? Is it no tea? Is it plain water? If we think about it, really think about it. And again, the choices of what we believe, the choices of our words, our thoughts, it's well over 1,000. Well over 1,000. Right? Right? Getting dressed, the choice of our toothpaste, I mean, on and on. The choice of what toilet paper are we using? The choice of are we flushing the toilet every time when we don't really need to? I mean, on and on. So by focusing here in our morning times with this is our choice, it actually starts to make a new habit of consciousness. Oh, I'm making a choice. There is a process here. And it's one that if I'm as a human being, the more that I become aware of this one process, aware of this one process, I am more empowered as a human being, less automated as a human being. Our goal is awareness. Everything else will follow. So we smile because we are here together, and that has been our choice. And we are breathing long and slow and deep. We are aware of our environment, our setting. And first, we wish that forward for all beings, every type of being, whatever for them is a Goldilocks situation. Whatever of them is just right for their environment, their circumstances, their needs, right now, in this moment. We wish, I wish that you have exactly what you need right now, this nanosecond, and that you have the good fortune that it continue for at least a little while, that you have happiness, peace, ease, and your needs met. Because all beings are equal to myself. And right now, my needs are met. And we might, in that space, find ourselves continuing to, muse on it, contemplate it, continuing to let our heart just pour out that wish. And it might bring tears, tears of how lucky we are, tears of gratitude, and tears are for the suffering. Tears for it just isn't the case for so many beings that they have their needs met. And that paradox, that union, right now mine are. How lucky am I? How did all that happen? And that being its own music. And whatever tradition and paradigm we use, karma, saints, sages, Buddhas, bodhisattvas, whatever is your paradigm. How did I get so fortunate? And how is it that there are so many beings of every kind? Struggle, struggle. Oh my word, there's just such suffering in the world. And so much of it is human created. How did we get here? So let ourselves go there with our contemplations, with our heart. Because that's true, that's genuine. And so, with that genuineness, we breathe in the difficulties of the world. But we're not breathing it into our body or, an actual location. We're breathing it in as an intention to participate in the fact that, goodness gracious, right now I have such good fortune. And into that caring, into that recognition of my own good fortune, I'm going to breathe in the difficulties of the world, into that good fortune, into that compassion and recognition. And from that good fortune, from that abundance, from that nowness of gratitude and appreciation, I will breathe out all that is possible, all that is good. Because goodness gracious, what is possible has come to me. I'm living it. So with that acknowledgement, we do Tonglen. Breathing in the difficulties of the world and breathing out all that is good and beneficial, all that is helpful, supportive, nurturing. We breathe in and breathe out. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all beings never lose the happiness that is beyond all suffering by awakening the wisdom that is within. May all beings not only abide in equanimity, but live from equanimity, free from all manner of attachments and all types of aversion. Love you all. Everything changes. And so gratitude and appreciation of the goodness and good fortune of any single moment is so important. And praying it forward and recognizing the choices that we make and that there are results to those choices that are beneficial to ourselves, beneficial to others, or are not. All of it helps us be aware and also come into greater familiarity and possibilities with the wholeness of awareness, no mind. Love you all. Create your day.